Welcome to Ryan Rants and Raves, a podcast series by the Quebec Government Office in New York. Bienvenue à Ryan Rants and Raves, une série de podcasts par le gouvernement du Québec à New York.
Today, I'm pleased to be with Lisa Yamner-Green, who is a senior vice president at the YES. Lisa, thank you again for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ryan. I'm excited to be here.
So I guess before we get started, can you just explain what is the YES and what is your role there?
Absolutely. So what is the YES? The YES is a brand new multi-brand digital commerce platform where we use machine learning to create a truly personalized store for each person. So what that means is that each person who visits the YES, she's coming to shop. It is a women's fashion platform available right now exclusively in the US. So she comes to the app, she downloads it from the app store. She completes a brief profile around what sizes does she wear, what brands does she love, what's her overall style aesthetic. And then as a result, we customize a feed exclusively for her. And once she looks at this feed, she's able to start telling us yes or no. Yes, I love this top. Please add it to my yes list. No, I don't like this bag. Please remove it from my feed. And we use both of those data points to understand exactly what her preferences are and keep updating it, so that what she's seeing is a store that's really built uniquely around her and how she shops. And when you think about the general online shopping experience as it exists in most other places, it's really a one-size-fits-all experience, right? It is, you know, I go on to Net-a-Porter or Saks.com or Nordstrom.com, and I'm seeing what my mom sees, what my sister sees, and even what my daughter would see. When you come to the YES, what you're seeing is the fashion forward products that you know and love, but they've been sorted back to your preferences so that you don't have to sort through the stuff that you know you would never wear. You're actually getting right to the meat of the stuff that you love the most.
What I like about that is it creates an experience, which is not easy to do via, you know, e-commerce. And that means no girl who goes on and logs on has the same actually experience. It's unique to them. I think that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And it's actually one of the fun things to do in our previous lives when we actually were able to come into the office together is, you know, a bunch of us in the office would open up our apps each day and compare feeds, and none of us ever had the same thing in our feed. So it's actually the topics are different, right? So I might see something that's like great new denim pick just for you, and somebody else on the team might have new fall dresses just for you, right? So, and then within those edits are additional personalizations that have been built into it. So really each piece of that experience is personalized to the person who's seeing it. And not only is it not easy to build online, but quite frankly, it's not really something that you can build in store either, right? So it's more akin to that idea of the corner boutique where the sales associate knows you, knows your style, has picked out 10 items exclusively for you. She's put them in your fitting room. You try them all on. You love six and you buy four, right? But even that experience is hard to do in a small shop, in a big shop. It can't actually exist. And that's really where our genesis is that what we realized is that the sort of current state of e-commerce is very much in the same place it was back in 1997 when Amazon started selling books online. And what we've been able to do is truly transform the experience and take advantage of technology, not just to try to match the in-store experience, but actually to make it better and really improve upon what's missing from the overall shopping experience and kind of bring back that simple pleasure of shopping.
And I think the excitement as well. You know, as you say, like, this is for me, this is not for me. It keeps you on and it keeps you entertained, which I think has been lost in the past. So how many brands do you guys have currently on the app?
So we currently have 165 brands on the app. We launched back on May 20th. So, you know, it's everybody's dream, of course, to launch in the middle of a pandemic. But it's been really exciting. And actually, you know, when we launched, we had a little under 150 brands. And then we've had a ton of excitement and interest from the brand community. So we've been steadily adding brands, both as we've received interest from other brands and also as we've started to further understand who our customers are and what they're really looking for. Then we're able to go out and find brands that best match their needs and what they want and start to add them into the app. So I would say by the end of the year, we'll be well north of 200 brands in the app.
Oh, that's very exciting. And that what I like is you have brands that are high low, which is great, you know, for, you know, most girls, because they could see something that from various price points.
That's right. I mean, our real feeling was that we wanted to build an app that felt truly shoppable, right? And that was matching the way women dress. And that's really the way women dress, right? Like, they are pairing their Balenciaga bag with a pair of Kate jeans and, you know, a Jonathan Simkhai top, right? They really are running the gamut of price points and of different kinds of brands. And so we wanted to build a brand matrix that really catered to that. So there is a real sense of high-low.
And with, you know, I know the application utilizes machine learning, and that's why, you know, your experience as opposed to your colleagues' experience, your friends' experience is a lot different. But how is the machine learning utilized in a sense, just on the high level, I guess?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it real high level. I happen to not be one of the, most of our company is engineers. So we're actually over 35 people now, and the majority of those people are engineers. I am not one of them. But what I will say is what we've been able to do with machine learning is really understand all of the different attributes of women's apparel. So really what we did was we started by training the machine to understand tops, all of the different attributes that can go into a top. What material is it? What's the sleeve length? What does the neckline look like? What's it appropriate for? Is it a top for work or is it a top for going out, right? And so all the machine has started to understand all of these different attributes. Of course, we started with tops and we've kind of moved down the line to all of the different types of apparel. We have personalized shoes. We're moving into handbags so that we can really cover that full gamut of women's fashion. And so once the machine starts to understand that, that's when the output starts to happen. So it understands all these different attributes and then it goes ahead and it matches it back to what it starts to understand about the customer's preferences. So without getting too into the details, essentially what happens is each person who has a profile on the Yes has her own unique algorithm that has been built completely around her and then is matching her back to the products that make the most sense for her.
And I think this is the first of its kind in the market, because I think if someone else might say, perhaps, I don't know, Facebook might have something similar, but the difference is you're only focusing on fashion, which really nails down of what they're looking for, what it's predicting.
That's right. I mean, you know, I think that one of the things that we learned quite quickly was what we were building is actually really complicated. So we started building this app about 2 years before we launched it. And our original launch date, as you know, I think as the story with most startups go, but our original launch date was much earlier than when we actually did launch. And one of the reasons for that is that the technology was even more complex than we thought it was going to be. And so, you know, the con of that is, of course, a later launch. The pro of that is that what we realize is that it's very hard for anybody else to build this. And it really is that unique specialization in fashion that kind of puts us heads and toes above any of the competition.
I want to just change gears quickly, but for a brand to partner with the Yes, you know, what are some of the benefits?
Well, the benefits are, of course, endless. So what I didn't mention earlier, and I know it was one of your original, what you actually asked me is that, what do I do? So I'm actually in charge of the brand partnerships. So I've been very busy over the last 2.5 years bringing on all of these different brands. As you can imagine, the sort of journey from not having a product or even a prototype to get these brands to sign on. Now the ability to allow people to just take a look at our app or even look at Instagram and understand more about who we are really kind of changes the game for me. So what a brand gets is, first and foremost, a brand gets to be a part of this pretty incredible brand matrix that, like we said, kind of goes from high to low, but has a real sense of fashion forwardness and fashion credibility. And then, of course, we're providing a real place for customer acquisition. So, you know, with the rising costs of customer acquisition and all sorts of other places, what we do is we really allow customers to discover brands that they might not have thought of before, because we're really earning the trust of the customer to say, you know, if you love this brand, then perhaps you would love this one too. And we can start to put other brands in front of her. So it's a discovery sense. It's also a rediscovery, right? Like, somebody might have already known a specific brand, but didn't realize that they had coats that she might love for this coming fall, right? So we kind of get to help them brands be discovered or rediscovered, and we're covering that cost of customer acquisition. And now we have a unique model for brands in that we are not actually a wholesale partner. So we are not buying any inventory. In fact, we're set up on an e-concessions model that allows us to tap into the inventory that brands already have on their e-commerce. And we pull the images and the product description and everything directly from the brand website. When the customer checks out, she checks out with a yes. So we handle all of the fun details that go along with being the merchant of record. We process the transaction. And then we actually just, through our technology, are able to send the order back through to the brand site. And the brand gets to fulfill it and ship it. And the brand gets to keep all of their own branding on their box, in their box, and really start to win over the love of the customer so that she knows, wow, you know, I really love, you know, this dress that I bought from Frame. And now I want it in another color, and I'm going to go directly back to the Frame site and buy it from them. So it really starts to be this like real constant exchange of customers and brands, and an ecosystem in which brands, you know, brands, customers, and the yes can all live together in a way that we're really kind of feeding each other. Because we also give the brands all of the data and insights that we are able to collect on the customer. So everything is, you know, GDPR and California Privacy Act compliant, but we do collect some really interesting data around how people are shopping, what they're shopping, what are they, how are they cross-shopping different brands? And we compile all of that information into a monthly insights report that we then send to the brands.
Which that data is invaluable because that's how they can, you know, pivot accordingly. One thing that I also noticed too is it's for a smaller brand that's not as well known. It's a way for them to get discovered, you know, as opposed to like if they were to say do business with like a major retailer, they don't necessarily have the marketing dollars to be noted. And, you know, by working on your app, it's not pay to play. So I think that's okay. It's a great opportunity for them.
Yeah. Absolutely. So it's sort of a great equalizer.
And what do you look for when you're looking to onboard some brands? You know, probably you're looking to what meets your girl, but what are some criteria that you look at?
Yeah, so we certainly have a checklist. You know, there's some of the kind of more boring technical stuff, like does the brand have e-commerce? Start with that. Are they available in, is it available in US dollars? And is the price of the duties already included? So none of that is the fun stuff. And then as we start to get deeper into the brands, and if they, you know, if they pass all of those, that sniff test, then the question is it sort of helping amplify a category that we know is performing well, or is it filling a gap in our catalog that we really need to add to? Does this brand represent a level of fashion credibility that we're really proud of? Does it complement or supplement the other brands that are already on the platform? So, you know, does it go well with them so you can add on some additional pairing options, or does it create some level of paradox so that, you know, we're ensuring that we have the right spectrum of pricing across the whole app?
Great. Great to know. I also want to ask you about the Good Foundation. When you launched, you did a partnership with the Good Foundation. Can you speak about that a bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. So we partnered with the Good Plus Foundation. You know, we launched at such a time of critical need, I would say, in the world. And so what we wanted to do is we wanted to partner with an organization that could really, you know, that would allow us to help give back to the community where it was really needed. And so Good Plus is really about helping families and helping provide the necessary support that families need to not just survive, but also thrive, you know? And so they do things like they ensure that all people have enough diapers for their children, that there's food. They do workplace mentorships to help parents kind of get back into the workforce. And so for us, what we did was we committed to a certain level of donation for every download that we did in our first month of being live. You know, it certainly is not enough. It was sort of a small part that we could play in really helping again, like, you know, helping fulfill a critical need. And, you know, we really, you know, I think we're all struggling with this. There's so much need in the world right now. And there's on the real community level of families that are in need. There's, of course, you know, food banks that could use the help. And then there's even the fashion industry that certainly could use help as well. But we felt like Good Plus really had this level of personal connection with a community that we felt was important. And so, you know, we started out with a partnership with them. I can say that it likely will not be our last partnership with them. We think they're a really incredible organization, and we feel proud to have been able to partner with them.
I think as a company to, you know, recognize, you know, the situation that everyone's living and to partner with an organization like the Good Plus Foundation is going, you know, above and beyond, and or is doing what a company should do, you know, because it's showing that they're a member of the community and trying to support. So congrats on that. I think it's great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there anything, you know, to also talk some other positives? What's coming new from the Yes that someone, a user might expect to see in the future?
Yeah. Okay. That's a great question. So there's so much new coming to the Yes. I would say that, you know, we launched this app again on May 20th, and a lot of our sort of our very active users, which we have quite a few of those, our active users are fortunate enough to be experiencing changes. Every few weeks, we're really making improvements, adding in new features. We wanted to launch because we were ready, and we also wanted to help begin driving sales on behalf of our brand partners. But we also knew that there was a lot more that we wanted to get into the app. And so, you know, we have features that we already knew were coming. So we launched with a share your guest list with a friend, and that has really improved over time so that you can be connected to your friends on the Yes. So that one of the many ways that I can kind of be inspired is I can see some of my friends that I'm linked to, and I can see what they have been yesing. And that over time has continued to improve. Actually, even I was surprised by something I saw yesterday, in that a friend of mine had sent me a link to something to a pair of jeans that she really liked. And when I opened them and kind of scrolled through the actual product page at the bottom, it said, "Do you want to see Chloe's whole Yes list?" And it just kind of automatically linked me when I clicked on that. And so, you know, the other thing that we've been doing is really listening to our customers. So we've been fortunate to have a active and vocal user base at the start. And so they've really been giving us feedback on things that they'd like to see, on changes that would be helful. And so we've been really dedicated to listening to them and making improvements as they escalate them to us. Another thing that is coming soon is you'll start to see, as you click into a product page, you'll start to see what we're calling same but different. And so, you know, if you click into a beautiful midi floral dress, then you'll see additional other midi floral dresses that you can start to explore. We're expanding our outfitting capabilities so that when you click on a single image, you can actually shop the whole image and not just go to that single PDP, but see all of the different products that are available on that single image. And that, again, was, you know, very much based on our customer feedback and their desire to shop a full look. So we've been adding that into the app. And I think down the line, you'll see some additional changes that we'll be making as it comes to, you know, other ways that you can shop within the app and really be inspired. We'll be adding on the brand storefronts. So right now, each brand has their own storefront on the Yes, which contains a bio, as well as sort of more information about the brand. And then the entire brand storefront is sorted back to each customer. But then we'll also be adding the brand's Instagram feed, so their latest 9 posts, so that a customer can really get to know a brand, you know, just by visiting that storefront on the Yes. And the, you know, what's already in there is the ability to subscribe to a brand's email list or follow them directly on Instagram. And we've also recently launched the ability to share a full brand. So instead of just sharing a product page with a friend, you could share a brand. So I could say, hey, you know, check out Redone. And I could send the entire Redone storefront to a friend.
Well, I like that, the ability to connect with a friend in that manner, especially if a friend you went to college with or a friend who doesn't live near you. During COVID, you can't necessarily see them. So it's a good way to reconnect with them and to have another conversation, to share something that is positive and brings joy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I keep saying it's kind of like, it's the new street style, because now we don't really have the streets to inspire us and to know what anybody else is wearing anymore, right? I don't have an office full of people that I get to see and think like, oh, wow, you know, cool top, where'd you get it? And so these yes lists really become a way of understanding what are people wearing and liking and thinking about.
I agree that this is the new street style. Yeah. Because other than that, Zoom, you can't, it's harder to see with someone at Zoom. It's only top down. So
yeah. I mean, for all we know, nobody's worn pants in 6 months, right?
Exactly. Or it's just a lovely sweatpant. So,
right.
No, I do want to, you mentioned, you know, a lot of brands. So what are some Quebec brands that are on the yes?
Yeah. So actually many thanks to you, Ryan. We've been connected with some amazing brands from Quebec and really fortunate to be adding them to our platform. Right now we've got Judith and Charles. We have my personal favorite, Macaj.
Yep.
We also have Untitled, which was a brand that I wasn't familiar with until you had introduced me. And they have really, really beautiful occasion wear. They're kind of one of those brands that I look at all the time and think, I just can't wait to be able to go out again and wear one of their beautiful designs. So, you know, we're always open to more, but those are just some of the brands that we currently have.
Yeah, and Untitled, I agree. It's the two guys behind it, they've created something amazing. And Macaj, you know, when winter comes, you can't go wrong with that jacket.
Yeah.
So it will keep
and
you
winter's
warm.
Coming, whether we like it or not.
It is coming. You know, even this past weekend, it felt the crisp fall air was in there. So, you know, what I would like to close on is, do you have any, you know, you have a lot of experience in the industry. Do you have any advice to the community in general?
You know, I had seen this when you had mentioned to me what we'd be talking about, and I was thinking about what kind of advice could I offer. And I think, you know, the best thing is that the better you know your customer, I think the better you can be. And I think, you know, what I feel really strongly about what we've been able to do for the brand community is really start to build this base level of information that we can be sharing. Because it's really important that brands know who their customers are and what they want. And so I think, you know, brands are certainly able to do this through their own direct channels, and I would encourage them to continue doing that and continue building that capability. It's only becoming more and more important, but then to also really seek out partners that can help them do that as well, that can amplify what they already know about their customer or what they're able to learn, and help them really find, you know, new ways to connect with their community. And again, I think partnerships are essential to building any business or any brand. And we're always happy to find other ones, but I would encourage brands, you know, to seek out partnerships that will really be meaningful to them.
Great. And partnerships that, you know, have the same girl, like you said, have the same customer at the end of the
That's
day.
That's right.
So
yeah, absolutely.
Well, on that, you know, Lisa, thank you for taking the time. I'm happy to have caught up with you. It's been quite some time since we first met. And so, but thank you for this.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, Ryan. Take care and be well.
Merci d'avoir écouté Ryan's Rants and Raves. Suivez-nous sur Instagram at Ryan's Rants and Raves. Thank you for listening to Ryan's Rants and Raves. Follow us on Instagram at Ryan's Rants and Raves. À très bientôt.